Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
On the eve of training camp here, actually no longer the eve, I guess, although maybe they're not practicing today. They're just reporting. Rookies are reporting. And then veterans report on Sunday. So I suppose the workouts will probably begin tomorrow with the rookies. And then I would imagine that either Sunday or Monday with the full team. But just saw a bunch of things coming together here regarding quarterbacks. They had the ESPN quarterback rankings. Pete Traeger saying that he thinks that Jared Goff is the most pivotal player in the NFL this year. And then also they had these, the odds came out for passing yards, touchdowns, and interceptions, which I thought was interesting. The totals came out for betting purposes. And when it comes to quarterbacks. So got some stuff to look through with that. I mentioned that Goff is number 8 in this ranking of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. With ESPN did a survey with coaches, players, and also executives. And this is what they determined. To round out the top 10, Jalen Hurts was 9. His highest rating was a 6th, and his lowest was unranked. Last year, he was honorable mention. I would imagine he deserves to be higher than that. He's just a winner. And number 10 was Baker Mayfield. His highest ranking was 5th. His lowest ranking was unranked. And last year, he was unranked as well. The honorable mention went to C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. And I thought this was interesting, too. Others receiving votes, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua Tagovailoa, and Bo Nix, the rookie. Now, I find it interesting because Dak Prescott in there from the Cowboys. And I saw another article this week where somebody was redoing the, I think it was the 2017 draft, where Goff was taken first overall. And if you were to redo it, the number one player would have been Dak Prescott. And here it is, executive coaches and players, they only have him receiving votes. He didn't even finish in the top 10, and Goff did. But 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. As we talk about this, I hate to rip open that scab of the quarterback and how people pick on the quarterback. I think we've got a really good quarterback here. And I think by and large, Lion fans probably feel the same. And I'd like to work up some real, hatred or whatever it is for these rankings, but I think 8 is pretty fair. It's interesting that the two quarterbacks ahead of him are Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert. I mean, if anything, I think Goff could be rated higher. Just a little bit. I think Jalen Hurts deserves to be ranked higher as well. And I would probably slide down Justin Herbert just because Justin Herbert hasn't done anything yet. He's had a couple of really good statistical years, but last year his offense didn't do enough. I believe he's made it to the playoffs, but has not won in the playoffs. I think he lost to Jacksonville in the playoffs. So he doesn't have a playoff win. Stafford won the Super Bowl. And ever since Stafford won the Super Bowl with the Rams, it feels like he's getting carte blanche. And yeah, you're a top 10 quarterback now. Or before, nobody would even say that. But now, people are saying that. Just kind of interesting. As far as the totals are concerned, from Vegas, the number of passing yards they have for him, the over-under total is 3,900 and a half. It's the guy who threw it for over 4,600 yards last year. The touchdown total for Jared Goff is at 28 and a half for a guy who threw last year, I believe, 37 touchdowns a year ago. The interceptions is set at 11 and a half. Last year, he threw 12 interceptions. If I were a betting man, and sometimes I am, I would probably take the over on the passing yards because I think that's a low total considering it's, you know, basically 700 yards lower than what he threw last year. And I think they're going to throw, I think they're going to throw quite a bit this year. The 28 and a half touchdowns, I would probably take the over on that. He had 37 last year. I think he's a guy who's probably going to be in the 30 touchdown range for a while here. The 11 and a half interceptions, it's a tough number. I probably wouldn't even touch it. But Kang, when you look at these numbers, 3,900 yards passing, 28 and a half touchdowns, do you think Goff will exceed those numbers?
It's hard to say because I don't want to absolutely ignore the fact they're losing Ben Johnson, of course. But, you know, like you've said many times on these airwaves, Dan Campbell, you believe in him a lot. He was the one who kind of started the orchestration of you know, switching over the offense to what it is now when he, you know, demoted Anthony Lynn. And I think Goff at this point in his career also, you have to give him his due respect. It's, you know, he is a better quarterback than when he got here. And he took the things from Ben Johnson. And hopefully, you know, he's going to, him and John Morton will work well together in what they want and what they envision. So with that being said, I think the development of Gibbs and the young weapons are going to help him hit the over on those numbers. So I know there might, and I say might be some, you know, I think at least to start the season, a chemistry issue maybe with the offensive coordinator when they get on the same page. But I think when this thing gets rolling with Gibbs and Laporta and St. Brown, and don't forget J-Mo. I'm big on J-Mo. You know that already. I think his ceiling, he hasn't even come close to reaching it yet. I think the numbers will be the over. I'd take the over.
Yeah, you bring up Jahmyr Gibbs, which is interesting because Jahmyr Gibbs said recently that they're going to split him out quite a bit this year, which is interesting, adding him as a wideout in the mix, and we'll see how much they actually do of that. But the fact that it's probably going to be more than what we've seen, that just adds another weapon to the passing game. I agree with you 100% on Jamison Williams. They've really just kind of scratched the surface and, you know, messed around last year and, what, had a 1,000-yard year. He's a real weapon who improved dramatically year to year, and we'll see what kind of big step he can take this year. I think with me and J-Mo, it's really just Lions finding ways to use him as best they can. And they started to do that last year where they were having him run these drag routes across the field and you can't keep up with him. And as long as you can protect the quarterback just long enough, he's going to be open. And he's just a big play waiting to happen. They're throwing the ball downfield more and they're starting to hit those shots more, which is great. And then you've got, you know, one of the steadiest receivers in football and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And, you know, last year you had Laporta who was, you know, banged up last year, and his numbers took a little bit of a drop, but I expect those numbers to come right back up this year. Of course, everything is dependent on health. And I think the health starts with the offensive line. How healthy are they going to be? But it's also the weapons. Weapons have to stay healthy, and I would agree with...
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Pete Schrager in this. I do think that he might be the most pivotal player in the NFL. He is so valuable to his team because the backup is completely untested. And you go to the other great teams, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's a great team, obviously Super Bowl champions. If Jalen Hurts gets hurt, they still have Saquon Barkley that they can lean on. They still have that great offensive line that they can lean on. They've got other areas that they can do it. With the Lions, there's just question marks, and probably bigger question marks than most. So that's why I tend to agree with him. The part I didn't agree with Pete Schrager was where he was saying that says Jared Goff lost in the divisional round to Jaden Daniels and then basically had his entire coaching staff raided from the other teams. And the part I take exception is to his lost to Jaden Daniels. Jared Goff did not have a good game at all in that playoff game against the Commanders. But I think the national media conveniently forgets what happened to the Lions defense. I mean, yeah, the Lions lost and the offense didn't do enough, but didn't the defense give up, you know, 40 points or close to it? I think there was a pick six in there, so I want to take one of those touchdowns away, but it was a lot of points that they gave up. And I imagine the defense is fired up about that. And hopefully they can stay healthy and provide more protection for the offense if the offense is sputtering. Because it's you go back to that game last year they had against Houston where the offense turned the ball over possession after possession after possession. I think Goff ended up with four interceptions in that game. They were down by 13, I think, going into the third quarter. And then the defense pitches a shutout the rest of the way, allowing the offense a chance to get back into the game and just keep doing what they were doing. And they did. They got back in the game, and they won the game, in large part because the defense was there for them. We'll see what kind of impact that they make there. But it is training camp. There's some interesting stories coming out of training camp, or going into training camp, I should say. And what has to happen, and what's the number one storyline? We'll talk about that. What do you think the number one storyline is for the Lions heading into training camp? 248-539-9797. Same number to text. We'll get to your text and calls next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.